But do keep in mind, to the extent that you use your personal email address or your personal cell phone to conduct commission business, those messages, those text messages, those emails could potentially be subject to FOIA disclosure.
The first medical marijuana commission meeting was short and procedural. New commission members were told how not to run afoul of the state's Freedom of Information and Open Meetings laws. Still, the meeting room inside the Alcoholic Beverage Control Enforcement Division in Little Rock was packed. Robert Reed drove from Van Buren to be there.
I'm here, got a very, very opinionated opinion.
Were you hoping that they would open this up for comment?
Oh yeah, that's why I traveled 2 hours to get here.
Another face in the crowd, Melissa Faltz, who directed the campaign Arkansans for Compassionate Care, so-called Issue 7.
I think they actually did a very good job of choosing the commissioners there. I was afraid that there would be a lot more just business people. The fact that they have three physicians on the commission is a very good thing.
The five commissioners include four Central Arkansans, Drs. Rhonda Henry Tillman and Carlos Roman, a doctor of pharmacy, Stephen Carroll, lobbyist James Miller, and Fayetteville lawyer Travis Story. Several wouldn't disclose how they voted on Issue 6, but Roman did. The anesthesiologist who chairs the state medical board's pain committee said he voted no. Marijuana as medicine is just too untested, and synthetic THC as a pharmaceutical is already available. He's concerned about medical marijuana's synergy with other medicines, but he did say that in Colorado, opiate use went down after it was legalized.
I mean, marijuana is, it's less addictive than alcohol, it's less addictive than opiates. The withdrawal effect, you know, getting off of, quote, marijuana versus getting off an opiate, yeah, it's completely different. Opiates are, and you get respiratory depression with an opiate, whereas you don't really get that. I think you could probably smoke your body weight marijuana. If that was physiologically possible, you will live to tell about it.
The commission is not charged with jurisdiction over the state's medical marijuana program, only awarding the licenses to the 20 to 40 dispensaries that will go up around the state and the 4 to 8 cultivators, that is, growers. Its next meeting is set for next week in Little Rock. Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.